Well, as always, it is great to be sharing the stories of the folks at The Battle Within here on KCMO Talk Radio on a Veterans Day. Someone very involved with a new element of what The Battle Within has done, helping veterans and first responders on their battle and journey with PTSD right here in Kansas City, is Whitney Logan, Frontline Therapy Network Clinical Director, joining us on KCMO. Whitney, thank you for the time. Appreciate you being here. So take people through what it is you do with The Battle Within and what your role has been with the organization.
Sure. Thanks for having me and highlighting this organization's work on this day. The Frontline Therapy Network, which is the arm of The Battle Within that I oversee, is a referral network. So our organization has recruited and vetted dozens of psychotherapists in the Kansas City metro area and beyond who we feel are particularly skillful at working with those we identify as frontline folks. So that includes veterans, first responders, and medical professionals. And when someone who works in one of those industries or has served our country in the military decides that they maybe need some help or some support with their own mental health, there can often be a lot of barriers to treatment. And The Battle Within has always been chiefly concerned with trying to remove as many barriers as we can for folks that serve us in this way. And so when they fill out a form with the Frontline Therapy Network, we call them usually, you know, we make contact within 24 hours and conduct a comprehensive but brief interview with them about what's going on and what they're looking for. And then we reach out to therapists in our network that we think would be a good fit for them. And then The Battle Within covers the cost of treatment for 6 to 10 sessions on average.
Wow. That is truly amazing. So they're covering the costs, and this is, as I understand it, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but this is a way to go through the Battle Within program basically through a different element than actually being a part of the program physically?
Yes. Folks who use the Frontline Therapy Network, they do not have to participate in the Revenant Journey. They often do. Mm-hmm. You know, the Revenant Journey, the 5-day program, is sometimes someone's first experience, positive experience with a therapeutic milieu. And that helps them then understand that or desire to continue to work on themselves. And so we have a mechanism or an initiative, a program that can facilitate ongoing support and change. Now, there are some people who their schedules don't allow them to take 5 days off or perhaps that's not something they feel comfortable doing. And they are also able to receive individual therapy services through us.
What is a story for people that, you know, have gone through the Frontline Therapy Network? What is it? Is there a story that really sticks out to you of a veteran who maybe was on the fence, wasn't really sold on the idea, and you got him under your wing, so to speak, and things really changed for him or her? What is one that sticks out to you to share with the audience?
Well, I have to be careful not to tell stories of, you know, to protect personal, protected health information. So, but I will say that we conduct our own internal data collection of outcomes, and the outcome seeker themselves, the folks who do receive services through the Frontline Therapy Network, report across the board significant improvement in mental health symptoms that had been plaguing them prior. And one of the things that I hear the most often repeatedly from veterans is that oftentimes they're not sure how this is going to help them, but they're desperate enough that they're willing to give it a shot. And then on the other side of that individual therapy treatment, they're feeling better and they're themselves becoming, you know, campaigners or mental health evangelists in their own community, really encouraging the folks that they know who have similar stories to them to consider seeking services.
Well, it's amazing. It's a great part of what The Battle Within does. It's a different part of what they do as well, beyond just the five-day program in person itself. And thank you so much, Whitney, for sharing this story with us, for being open with this audience about what it is you do to help these folks each and every day with the Frontline Therapy Network through The Battle Within. We appreciate you, and thank you for joining us on a Veterans Day show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.